This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD will likely ask voters for permission to keep excess revenue that would otherwise be refunded under the Colorado Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Tabor limits how much revenue a government can collect and spend. Many local governments and the state have convinced voters to weaken or eliminate those restrictions, some permanently. One of RTD's exemptions is about to expire. If it does, RTD may have to refund tens of millions of dollars a year to taxpayers. The measure would lift Tabor revenue caps permanently. The RTD board will decide later this month whether to put it on the 2024 ballot. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says he supports protections for in vitro fertilization. Democrats in the Senate want to advance a bill to make IVF more accessible and affordable. Hickenlooper's own family expanded through that procedure.
To restrict that to some states and not others, to some people and not others, seems kind of a travesty of what this country should be about.
Most Republican senators are against the bill. A popular waterfall and historic bridge near Manitou Springs are set to reopen tomorrow. Rainbow Falls closed in 2021 when falling rocks made the parking lot unsafe. Visitors can now park away from the falls and take a shuttle there. The cost is $20 per car. Access is free without a vehicle, but officials say walking or biking along the road to the falls is discouraged for safety reasons. Shuttle reservations can be made online. This is CPR News.